Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. It's Belinda Ellsworth here, and oh my gosh, I've got a great guest in store for you today. I have Darlene Cornelius with us from Plexus. Darlene was born in San Diego, California, but has lived in many places. She is the mother of three children, two girls and a boy. Both of her daughters played college sports, and she has traveled everywhere with them. And of course, we cannot forget about her 12 beautiful grandchildren. Darlene has been working as far back as she can remember, but her most recent job is with Plexus, which she started with her daughter 3 years ago in 2013. She has been on an amazing journey so far and cannot wait to see what the future brings. So welcome, Darlene.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Belinda. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Oh, well, it is. It's my pleasure, and it's a great honor to have you here. So why don't you just take a few minutes and fill our guests in on a little bit of your background, a little bit of that journey, and how you got where you are today?
Well, I started out in San Diego, like you said. I was married. My mom and dad were Marines, so I learned to say yes, sir, and no, sir, pretty early in my life. My mother passed away when I was 14, and my life changed from that point on. I was a sibling of four brothers and sisters, and dad remarried a woman with three children. I was mainly raised in a small town called Springer, New Mexico. It's up close to Raton, New Mexico. During my junior high and high school years, I waited tables and pumped gas for my dad at his truck stop. We'd get off the bus, go in, wait tables, pump gas. Sounds like an exciting job, doesn't it? So when I graduated from high school, I went to work in Raton, New Mexico at a bank as a bookkeeper. And of course, Raton is known for the racetrack. So we had to enter all those checks by hand. So I learned pretty quick that you had to get tough fingers. I was 27 when I moved to Hereford, Texas, where my mom and, well, my dad and stepmom had moved, and that's where I met my husband, Don. We have been married going on 40 years. He thinks all his life, but really it's just 40. I love adventure, and I love to do things people tell me I can't do. I think that's what motivates me, is when somebody wants me to do something, they'll just say, "Darlene, you can't do it." I consider myself a jack of all trades, a master of none. I did not go to college. There was seven of us, and back then, you know, you just didn't get to go. But I learned, and I took ownership wherever I went. I made their company mine, and by doing that, I advanced in every business I went to work for. "You can't" was never in my vocabulary.
Well, that is an awesome journey. So tell us a little bit how you discovered Plexus.
Well, I started my business August of 2013 with Plexus with my daughter. She invited me to try that little pink drink, and from that time on, I fell in love with it. I was 66 when I started doing Plexus. It's a type of weight program, and most important, a health and wellness business. And my last years before that, I did a lot, and I worked in a hospital and a doctor's office. So I became so frustrated with how people were being treated for their illnesses, and I wanted to make a difference. We go to the doctor, and he gives you all these meds and asks you to try them. If it doesn't work, come back next month, and we'll try something else. So what does that sound like? I mean, you're actually doing the trials for Big Pharma. And I wanted to teach people how to get healthy the natural way. As far as my lifestyle, because I have become successful with the business, it is such an easier lifestyle than before. I don't work 12 hours a day or 5 to 6 days a week. I can schedule my own time when I work my business. This has been an amazing journey because I have grandchildren that are in a lot of activities and get to enjoy them. So Plexus has totally changed my life. I wished I'd have found it at 24 instead of 66.
For sure, I can understand that. But in reality, I think Plexus is a fairly young company itself, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I think Plexus started in 2005. So, yeah, it wouldn't have done any good.
Well, that is awesome. And so what are some of the other ways it's kind of shaped your lifestyle? I realize it's the flexibility of time, but there must be some other great benefits that you've sort of have seen that have sort of shaped what you do in a day's work today.
Well, I can tell you that, oh, you're going to hear advertisement, that I literally, my health has turned around and my husband is alive today because of Plexus. And the other great thing is we have financial freedom. I've worked anywhere from 2 to 3 jobs just so we could get by day by day. And now we don't have to worry about that. You know, a lot of people my age lost their 401ks and stuff back in the crash. And so, you know, they're going to be working the rest of their life. But thanks to Plexus, because Social Security does not cover what you're going to live on, I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to buy, what I'm not going to buy, because Plexus has literally financially set us free.
That is wonderful. So what do you then consider two of your greatest skill sets that have helped you be successful in owning your own business?
I love people. I could sit and talk to people all day. So my greatest skill set is loving people, building a community. This is so important. Of course, most of us start building a community when we're 14 years old, but building a community is so important. And I'm an encourager, and I have faith in my team. I have an amazing team, so I love to encourage them and build them up. I have learned in this business or any business, you will have leaders and you will have followers. When I train, that is how I train. I know that my strongest leaders are, and then I know those that are not, that they have no faith in themselves, which is so sad. You have to work a little harder with them or you allow them to grow and build at their own pace. But the biggest key I can say is not everyone is a rock star. Not everyone is built to be a leader. You just have to help them along. The other skill set is always being positive. Oh my goodness. When I was an HR director or worked in a doctor's clinic or anywhere you work, you know, no one likes to work around a negative person. So I really try to be positive. I'm a visionary and I can see what can happen if you're willing to work hard to succeed. I encourage my team and each team member, letting them know that you hold your future in your hands, not your boss. Your boss does not hold your future. You do. And to make a difference in your life is your choice. So that's my skill sets. It's just being positive and loving people.
That's really great. I know that when I'm talking about the different qualities and characteristics of a leader, the one that stands out for me as being so important, and this is what I hear from people that we survey, like, what would you like from your leader or what's important to you? And it's being an encourager of people. And I think that's exactly what you're sort of talking here is building this community and loving people and just being an encourager to them. Because so often what I hear from people is, you know, my leader just wants to know how I'm doing in the business. They want to know about how my sales are going or how this is going in the business. And I wish they just wanted to know me as a person, because I would feel a whole lot better when I call. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to be disappointing because my sales aren't there. But if you connect with them as a person and love them as a person, they're going to feel important. They're going to feel valued. And so oftentimes, you know, when people truly feel that from you, that helps them, builds that confidence and helps them rise to the occasion so that they actually can become better in sales or better at their job because they know that somebody believes in them. So would you not agree with that?
Oh, Belinda, that's so true. You know, your integrity is so important for them. And I could get a T-ball team or a baseball team when the kids were growing up I coached, and they could be the worst team out there. But if you showed them that you had faith in them, that you knew they could do it, I mean, those kids would literally break their neck trying to play and win for you. And I believe that's in business. You know, if your team knows that you really care for them, they'll literally break their neck to help you grow. And what's so exciting, they don't realize they're growing at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that that's so critical. And it's the one that people so often sadly miss. I think they don't really understand what it is to be an encourager of people. So what do you think then? What's one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that you've achieved that's really meaningful for you?
Oh my gosh, that's easy. My greatest accomplishments is my children. I know that sounds silly, but to me, I think that's the most important part that we have to play is our children. I work hard teaching them the power of positive thinking and that anything is possible if you believe. I think this is so important today that our children believe in themselves. I have never worked anywhere that I haven't moved up into management. I don't have a college degree. You know, I get laughed at all the time, you know, because you don't have a college degree. Well, we're not all made to go to college. But I have found that leadership is not from education. Leadership is from the knowledge you take and grow from. I am very proud of the accomplishments I have done, from raising three amazing children to owning a multimillion dollar company and now this season of my life. So my accomplishments would be my business and my children, being able to be successful because that's my choice.
You know, I know that you came into the game a little bit later in your life, as you've said. You were in your 60s. And I came into this game of direct selling when I was 18 years old. So a very completely polar opposite. And one of the greatest things for me in that, because I agree with you, with your children, and you've shown great examples to them, obviously, in every other job that you've had. But one of the great benefits of this direct selling business is that they get to watch you and see you in action and see the way that you treat people and see your work ethic and your time management skills and everything else. And I'm very blessed that I've raised three children doing this business, and they're all very much, you know, entrepreneurs, very, very confident in themselves and their abilities. I have two children in their 30s and one that's 12. So I kind of started all over, but she's amazing. She's probably the most confident out of all of them. And I am so blessed that they've been able to see that and watch that. And I think that that's such a great benefit. I know you're out there, you know, building a team, and even at the age you are, you're attracting people much younger. And what a great benefit that this is, that their kids are going to see what it is that they're doing, and they're going to benefit in it, that's going to affect the rest of their lives. And it's
I agree 100%. Super
powerful. That's one of my favorite things about it, is I see them and what great human beings they are, and I just think, wow. And they just know business things or know life things without even understanding why they do, because they've just observed it. So great.
And I'm sure you haven't succeeded every time you tried. I mean, there's always the no, but what's so awesome is they've seen you continue even after you've had a no. And I think that's so important today, because so many kids think, well, you know, they said no, they turn around and walk away. They expect praise, where, you know, it's so important to teach them, like you said, that it's not easy, but it is doable as long as you have faith in yourself. That's so, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, for sure, they've seen the bumps along the road. They've seen my business soar. They've seen my business go down in a valley. Then they've seen they've seen me work really hard and have my business go back up again. And you learn that you have to stay the course. You have to be consistent. You have to be willing to put the time in. You have to be willing to, you know, I always say every day, and one of the things I train is, you know, people say, oh, I'd like to be successful. But seriously, how bad do you want it? And every time you decide, well, I'm not going to touch my business today, it's like, well, how bad do you want it?
That's right.
And then you will come to realize. If you do, you'll go the extra mile. You'll work the extra step. You'll, you know, miss a going out with your friends one night or doing whatever that is because it's worth it for you. And that's what I also love about it is you get to choose how worth it is it to you. So
right. That's true.
All right. So tell us then about a challenge and then how you overcame that, because I think it's always like the polar opposite. Here's my accomplishments, but what is one of your greatest challenges and then how you work through that?
Well, I'm just kind of give you, when I started this business, I bought the book, The Circle Maker. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I loved it. It just taught me how to pray and how to really focus on what I wanted, not only in life, but also in business, because we have to be focused. I buy this for all my ambassadors that I sign. It teaches you how to pray and what to pray for. Most of us pray too small. You know, oh, I want this business. I'll be happy with this. Well, I learned how to pray for my business to succeed in my life. The biggest obstacle, everyone said, was my age. You know, your young people do amazing in this business. People told me over and over again, you can't do an MLM at your age. It takes too long to advance. Well, there that word is, you can't. That was their first mistake. When someone tells me I can't, then I will do anything I can do to prove them wrong. Guess what? I've proved them wrong. Plexus has a comp plan that is the best of the best, and I have proven that with my ranking up every year. The other obstacle was having faith, stepping out, and quitting my job. That was a huge thing for me because I'm the breadwinner of the home. So if this job didn't work out or this program didn't work out, then what was next? Because at 50, people don't hire you. So just imagine at 66. But I had a plan, and when I reached that and it was time to quit, I didn't. I was still fearful of the unknown because I allowed negative in my head. I think a lot of people quit because they talk themselves out of it. That's where we have to learn. Don't talk yourself out of something you know you can do. So what I did, I was praying one morning and the Lord said, "Do you trust me?" I said, "Yes, I trust you." He said, "Then quit and I'll take care of the rest." So I took a huge leap of faith. I think that's a huge obstacle, is just having the faith to step out and do what you get to your sweet spot.
That's great. That's great advice. And I love it when people share books that have had an impact on them. So that's a great one for our listeners. And that was The Circle Maker.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's always great to continue to be a student and to continue to learn and grow. You're never too old to learn new things. Isn't that right?
No. Oh, my gosh. I learn something every day. And with grandkids, praise God, I even learn more.
Isn't
they're
that the truth?
Teaching me something.
Yeah, because they're learning at a breakneck speed. That's for sure.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. So what does working from your happy place mean to you, both personally and professionally?
Well, my happy place personally is so easy, and that's being with my children and grandchildren. I mean, that it's just amazing. Making memories so they can share with each other after we are gone. Being a good example for them. Loving on them as much as possible, losing my mother at 14, and I lost my dad when I was 30. My children didn't have the grandma and grandpa, and I think they are so essential in children's lives. So this is such a happy place for me. The happy place in business is almost the same. It's being a good example to my team, positive and motivated to make them to believe in themselves. There's so many people out there, Belinda, that literally do not believe in themselves. I love the freedom I have now. Financial freedom is so important at my age. We don't have a retirement plan, but I do now have Plexus.
That is so great. Awesome. And you know, interesting enough, we're seeing more and more people of this age demographic that are actually in very much the same boat as you, where they either have lost a lot of their pension or they don't want to use up their pension right now because people are living longer and healthier lives. And they're like, you know, I just want something to sort of supplement here, but I want it to be on my terms. So we're actually seeing a pretty big, large, you know, amount of growth in this age demographic as a really great fit for this business. So I just think it's awesome that you're such a great example.
Well, I'm excited to see seniors not get old, you know.
Right.
You can sit on the couch in your recliner and get old. And that's what I was doing. I just didn't have the energy. But now with Plexus, I've taken that. I get out, I go, I travel. I go to volleyball games, baseball games, and basketball games. So, yes, I encourage people my age and even younger, Belinda, even younger people have given up. There is life out there. You just have to get off the couch and find it.
Right. So, Darlene, what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
Well, what are you willing to do to be an entrepreneur? The same old work? You've already said that. You have to believe in yourself. My business and yours is just like a deck of cards. You have four aces in the deck of cards. I love this scenario. Is buy you a deck of cards. There's four aces in there. You keep going through that deck of cards until you find your aces. Once you find your aces, then throw that deck of cards away and get you a new deck. And just continue looking for your aces. When I do boot camps for ambassadors, the thing I try to impact people with is this. You have got to believe in yourself. When I used to sit and tell my children, you can do anything you want in life, you just have to do it. Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're telling your children? If that's what you are showing them, then it's an amazing gift. Like Belinda said, that's what she showed her children. Or do you quit when things get hard? You must set the example. You must let them see visions in you. You must let them see hope. And most important, they must see positive, not negative, in your life. You must show them the value in your life so they see value in theirs. That's not just your children. That is your team. If you raise a child in positive vibes, even your team member, then you have given them a beautiful gift. If you raise your child in negative vibes, then he or she will never find true happiness. They will be just like you. Oops. Oh, did I hit something? Did something vibe in your body just then? They will be just like you. So, what is that? So, I'm going to share a secret with you. Do you know how to become successful? You become successful by teaching your children how. I've learned more from my children trying to be successful, and teaching them has made me better. I want you to do something for me. I want you to go look in the mirror. What do you see? Do you see a woman or a man broken? Or do you see someone that is a fighter, someone who loves challenges, someone that never quits? The law of the mirror. Look up the law of the mirror. Someone has told you that you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you don't deserve it, you're stupid. How many times have you said you're stupid to one of your children or your teammate? Or how many times have you told your teammate, you know, if you can't do any better, you might as well quit? Well, I'd quit. Someone has spoke words over you that you believe. You've got to quit believing what people are saying about you and make yourself positive. I'm telling you to go back and remember when this was spoken and break that bondage. This is a bondage and you are worthy. You are smart. You are beautiful. You are strong. You do deserve the best. So start your list of affirmation and put it in on your mirror. I have one on my mirror every day I read. I have it on my phone, so I listen to it and read it every morning or listen to it every day. This is so important, Belinda, and I know you're going to confirm this. Don't compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. We all have different chapters we must take. If I compare my chapter to Belinda's, I would walk around all day complaining while she is in chapter 18 and I'm barely in chapter 3. So you can't skip chapters in your book, or you won't know what your story is supposed to be. So don't compare. Comparison is the thief of joy. I just hope some of this will help you in your new season. I could talk all day, but Belinda won't let me. So, I better close and wish you joy, happiness, and most of all, everyone, I wish you a dream. When you no longer have a dream, you no longer have hope. So have a wonderful day. And Belinda, thank you so much for allowing me to share this time with you.
Well, thank you. You've been a delightful guest and shared some great pearls of wisdom. But before we close, I would like you to tell people how they can find you. How can they connect with you, Darlene?
Okay. It's really easy. Everybody calls me Plexi Mama. That's what they call me. So I made my website, www.pleximama.com. And that has all my information as far as what Plexus is. If you want to email me, it's a little bit long. It's Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Plexus, P-L-E-X-U-S, 777 at gmail.com. And please know, that's not for you to use my product. If you just want to email me, I'd love to encourage you.
Well, thank you so much, Darlene. And we shall talk to you again. And I'll be anxious to see the continued growth that you have and the impact you're having on others. It's so wonderful.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you and all your knowledge you share with everyone. So thank you too, Belinda. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.